dressed, well spoken, but never ever a well drink.
How about chaos?
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And brought to you by Window Nation. If you're in need or search of replacement windows, go see our friends at Window Nation. They'll take care of you the way that they take care of us. I had a tweet from, this one's from Hunter. He's totally for the players making money on their likeness. What will happen when Nick Saban's car dealership wants to pay a player to do an ad?
Ooh.
Will they just not allow such a business to partake? I don't. Does Nick have his own? Does he?
Oh,
own a
yes,
dealership?
He does. He has a dealership in Nashville. He has a dealership. Nick Saban's not smart. Let me put my dealerships all over the South, so you see my name everywhere.
So he owns the dealership. He's not just paid for the image.
I think he has a stake for allowing his image.
Okay, so they give him so he's partners or whatever.
Yes,
I would say. So what? It'll be the same thing as anybody else.
Yeah.
Nick Saban and his partners are in business. If they pay a kid to endorse whatever cars Nick Saban is selling and the kid gets a DUI or has a domestic issue or stinks, they're going to be less likely to pay the next kid.
Yeah.
There's not infinite money out there. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be. There, I don't believe even somebody of Justin Fields', you know, Q rating. He's not going to be walking around Columbus making $1 million a year on endorsements.
Rain. He's going to be making it rain, just cash falling out of his.
It's not there, man.
Team sweats.
I think people think it's there. It's not. Not like you think.
No, I know.
Local endorsements are not there like you think. They're not. Even in a, like, we would benefit most from this because we have a city with big businesses,
yep,
Fortune 500s, and a big population.
Yep.
Us, Austin, USC, they would benefit the most from it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. I think Austin, Texas, I think of here, I think of
Norman, because it's Oklahoma City.
Yep.
It's the same people who dominate anyway.
And then, you know, teams that have really deep pockets as far as boosters, you know, just because if they own businesses, if they really wanted to try it and they had a ton of coin, I'm not sure it really makes them super competitive, but it might. I mean, you think of Oklahoma State, do you think Mr. Pickens might be like, hey.
Well, and do the boosters always have, you know, public-facing companies?
Well, that's the other part of it, right? In order to use the likeness.
Some might not care. Like, if you are competitive and you got cash, like, I don't care. Like, sir, do you even do advertisement? Do you even? It doesn't matter. We'll start today.
Here's Sam Ellinger for my oil refinery machine.
That's exactly right. No question.
Right, but if he doesn't deliver or he screws up, how willing are you going to be able to do it the next time?
No, I know.
And so what anyway? Who cares? It's not your money. Why are people so against? Why are people so against giving them
it's
what
change,
they're worth?
Bro. They're against
There's nothing
change.
Else. Yeah, you know what else has changed? I was watching a documentary last night on the SEC Network, the integration of the Southeastern Conference and how that was met in the 60s.
Yes.
This is in my dad's life. This is in your dad's lifetime.
Yep.
Black kids not allowed to play football in the South.
Yep.
And people stood up and said, we can't have it.
Which is why Duffy
George Wallace, governor of Alabama, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. That's in your parents' lifetime, my parents' lifetime.
It's the reason why Duffy Doherty at Michigan State has so many wins.
Yeah,
because
exactly
Bear Bryant
right.
said, "Hey,
Bubba
we can't."
Smith.
He said, "Hey, we can't have these kids play. We'll send them up to you."
Yeah, we're good. So you can't have, and I'm not comparing the two issues. I'm just saying the idea that it has to be what it's always been, we've constantly evolved. We've constantly evolved. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, I just think it's, I don't understand the idea of not wanting to have let people make what they're capable of making. I don't understand that. I don't know how it hurts
the
you.
The tricky thing that the NCAA is going to try to say is, well, if they're making money and they're signing contracts, then don't they need an agent to negotiate these contracts? And by the nature, if you have an agent, you're not an amateur. That's where they're going to try to play devil's advocate. So then you say, okay, these kids are left to negotiate on their own, which then is a disadvantage because they never negotiated their own worth. That even matters. The fact that they're getting coin is probably a good thing. But that'll be interesting to see where they go with that too.
This one from Jennifer on social. She says, what about Oregon and Nike? What about it?
Yeah, they'll have deep pockets. Nike will be able to pay.
Hey, and guess what?
If Nike wants
guess
to.
Who else Nike really, guess who else Nike represents? Like 70% of college football.
You know what?
Let me make a point of this.
Go ahead. Chop said this during the break. Here's a news flash. Even when I was with the Rams, Sam Bradford didn't have a major endorsement deal as a starting quarterback, number one overall pick, because he was in St. Louis. Even though he was a Nike athlete, they didn't say, you know what? Yep, number one pick. Let's put him all over everything. No, they didn't. Even Nike, look at their commercials. They don't have every single athlete that they represent. Let me give a news flash. When people wear Nike in the NFL, unless you are a quarterback, you're not getting cash. You're getting paid in Nike clothes and shoes. So they say, oh, you know what, James, you can spend up to $20K of cash on our Nike website. But just so you know, when you get that free t-shirt that you think is free, whatever you spend on this site, we're going to tax you as if we paid you cash. And so you pay, they're like, oh, you look at all this new free Nike stuff. Well, actually, no, I actually pay taxes on that because they consider it a payment. I got zero cash from Nike or Under Armour.
That's important for people to hear that.
And to be honest, like, very rarely do you have defensive players, unless they're studs, that are actually getting cash from Nike. Why? Because they represent 70 to 80% of the dang league. They can't pay everybody cash because they don't even have that much money. Businesses like making money. They're not trying to give it to everybody.
No.
I guarantee you they're not saying, oh, you know what, Justin Herbert, we're going to put our money there and not put it towards, you
Justin
know.
Fields?
They're just not going to do it.
Of course they're not going to do it, but your point is perfect and spot on. To add to it, do you really think that Nike, who represents Oregon and gave them a competitive advantage with uniforms 20 years ago, and has since basically made the uniform competitive advantage open to anybody?
Right. Why? Because it's good for their business. They're going to make money by having Ohio State have Nike stuff and alternate uniforms and all this. They're going to make money.
Who do you think they sell more of, gear wise, Oregon or Ohio State?
Oh, Ohio State by a million.
By 100-fold.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You think they're going to want to give all the money to the kids who play at Oregon if there is money? And you just proved there isn't. If you're not giving Sam Bradford, who won the Heisman, who's the number one pick in the draft, an endorsement deal, you're not giving it to Justin Herbert. He's not moving sneakers.
That's my point, is that I think we assume that even now, I mean, we assume one of the main jokes that we have in the locker room of an NFL team, and it's because of stuff like Odell. Guess what? Odell is a global superstar. He's getting paid, or he's at least getting loaned these watches to have them so that people talk about the watch company, okay? Which is ironic because, as you said, who on earth is watching a football game and can say, oh, I can afford that. But it's beside the point. That's not realistic. Like, a lot of us don't have that global impact that like an Odell Beckham has when it comes to shoes, when it comes to watch. So what, like, guys like Hartline and I used to joke about all the time is go get yourself a pair of earrings at Claire's or go get a watch at like Fossil and watch people talk about how pricey that must be because you're an NFL athlete. That's the joke. Guys used to wear Claire's and be like, oh man, you see those earrings, man, those must be like 200K. Yeah, they are. People just assume because you're in the NFL
Absolutely. That
you're just, that's how you're rolling. That's not reality.
No, it's not.
And the few that do that, that don't make the money that like Odell does, guess where they end up? On that 30 for 30 broke.
Yep, absolutely.